What's up, everybody? The holidays are right around the corner, and I know you are looking for the perfect gift. Well, honey, I have the perfect gift for you. Coming to you from crochet artist and private instructor Dwayne L. Washington, honey, you better get you some Cake by Dwayne. Honey, when I tell you, he has the best crochet art, crochet designs. You can get crochet jock straps for you and your significant other. I just got my crochet earrings in a nice holiday blue color, which is my favorite color. Honey, I'm telling you, Dwayne is putting his foot in this crochet, honey. So, if you're on Etsy, you go to Etsy and look up Cake by Dwayne, Poshmark, Cake by Dwayne, and Twitter at Cake by _ Dwayne. Everything is in my show notes. And what does Cake stand for? It stands for Crocheted Artistic Creation Enterprise. Let's support this black business, honey. Support, support, support. Check him out. You won't regret this. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm rocking my earrings now as we speak, honey. And when I go to the holiday party, the girls are going to be envious swelling because I'm wearing Cake by Dwayne. Get into it, honey. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Melanated Memoirs. We're going into chapter 10 of Elisa's Treasure. As you know, in the previous two chapters, Tyrell was murdered by a hit put out by Anne. And in this chapter, we're going to see Anne's hatred and jealousy of Elise even more. Right now, at this point, Elise and Kyra are having to flee for their lives, and we find out that Azaria is an undercover agent that has been hunting Anne for quite some time to bring her to justice for some hits she's put out, some cons she's put on some very important political figures and important socialites. So the story is turning into a big soap opera that I never knew that it was going to turn into, but that's what happens when you go with the flow for your own life. So I love you so much. Be sure to check out the audio drama Unwanted, which is now available on Ko-Fi and Patreon, Chapter 1. The links will be posted in my show notes. And check out all of our sponsors. Live, love, and be free. Let's jump into Chapter 10 of Elisa's Treasure. My daughter Elise was always a beautiful child, but when she hit puberty, she was beginning to be a bit too much. She was a bit too beautiful for my liking. After I threw her father out, I felt that she was a hindrance to me finding love again. She was very respectful. But the men that I went after never wanted the child. They just wanted me. And I resented Elise. She looked so much like her father. And she had so much talent. I guess you could say I'm an envious bitch, because when I tried my career as an entertainer, as a singer, it didn't work. It fell flat on its face. But now it's time for me to get everything back. And she stuck the nail in her own coffin when she had Tyrell investigated. I never would have known that I would have been the one to catch hell for simply toying with the books. But that's what Tyrell gets for crossing me. And now he is no more a threat to me.
Zeke has done a great job. Oh, woe to you, Elise. Woe to you, darling. But I'm coming for you, my child. Whether you realize it or not, I am not going to allow you to be the ruin of Anne Nicolette Johnson Bowman. You thought you could take me down, darling? I invented the game. As I lay in this less than perfect bedding in this jail, the wheels of revenge have just begun. Someone call me vindictive. Some would call me crazy. After all, I'm just a woman going after what she wants. Is that so bad? Hell to the no. I stare at the ceiling. And it's funny what kind of prison you can get in with just a little bit of money. But who am I kidding? This orange jumpsuit isn't for me. Now on to phase two. I can't believe that my mother would try to ruin me like this. Kyra, I'm glad that you're with me, but I hate that you've been dragged into this mess. Honey, it's no issue at all. I'm your sister. I'm your best friend. And I'm here for you. Girl, I know, but who knew that my mom would be this crazy? Like, for real, girl. Honey, we all knew that Anne Bowman is crazy. You can't fault her for that. She is a hurt, scorned woman, and she will do anything to hurt you. Girl, I'm looking at the security cameras. Azaria is coming with a team of witness protection agents. Okay, girl, I see her. We've been held up in this safe house for 3 weeks. I hope they get my mother and that they can do something to her. I'm just tired of running, girl. Hi there, Elise. Hi, Azaria. You know, I miss you, girl. I've missed you too. But don't think I haven't forgotten. You should have told me that. I understand that you can tell me, but I'm really falling for you, Azaria, and I feel like it's a conflict of interest. Don't worry about that right now. I've been sworn to protect you, and I'm going to do that. Even if my feelings weren't involved, I'm still going to protect you because I hate seeing people done any kind of way. I know. I know. Are you in Cairo okay? Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. We're okay. The food is plentiful. We have everything that we need. I just hate that we had to change our identities and have certain amenities. Right now, that is necessary, okay? I know, I know. But we're almost done with Anne, okay? We're almost done with Anne. And she is going to get what's coming to her. I have a good friend, a judge, and I also have a corrections officer that's bringing in the guy that killed Tyrell. He's going to squeal like a pigeon. Because, of course, Anne screwed him over too. Say what? Yes, your mother screwed him over.
That damn Anne. She's at her hijinks again. I never thought I would see the day that she would try to ruin her own child's life. I remember the day that Elise came home at the age of 17 after getting accepted in the scholars program at school. And she was playing as lead chair in the piano recital. Ann didn't want her to go and refused to buy her a nice black dress. So I went and bought her the dress. It didn't matter that it had taken a strain on me. It didn't matter what Ann said. I wanted the best for my daughter. But Ann has gone too far in this.
Your own child. You will seek to ruin your own child's life. Ann must be very bitter. I have to surrender this in the Lord's hands. But the young man that killed Tyrell, may God have mercy on his soul. He took a man away from his kid, took a man away from his family. Now I know Tyrell abused my daughter and sent her through hell. And that doesn't make it right. But I wouldn't have wished death on him. I just wanted him to suffer the consequences of his actions. But who knew that Anne would be this vindictive? I will never forget the day that she and I divorced. I presented her with certain facts that she didn't like. But you know, I always did right by Anne, and she tried to ruin me as a businessman. But thankfully, the lies didn't work. She still tried to make my life a living hell. But when Elise fought to come live with me, that ended all ties to Anne. And now I'm even having to protect my own property in Mount Vernon from her ass. And you will not win this one. Man, I'm trying to tell you, Zeke, Ann played you. Man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I knew she was doing something. But, you know, I thought she had my back this time, you know. I was laying it down for her. I was doing everything that she wanted. She would call me in the middle of the night. And I would do favors for her. In and out of the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? Zeke, Ann played you. Dorian looks at Zeke, and Winston looks at Dorian and shakes his head. Yo, Zeke, Ann had her claws in you all this time. That's what I'm trying to tell you, yo. She threatened my baby girl and my baby mama to take them out if I didn't do what she said do. That's how she controlled me. She knew I was tight on money, you know? I should have known never to trust a big butt and a smile, you know what I'm saying? It's not your fault. You thought you were doing something legit, but then she set you up for the fall. But that's okay. I got you. I got you, man. But Dorian, you're my last hope, yo. You know what I'm saying? The most that we'll be able to do is get you 10 years with a plea deal. Do you agree to that, Zeke? I do. I didn't know that Tyrell had a kid, Joe. If I had known that, I would have just cut him on the arm or something, you know, scared him a little bit. But who would have protected me? You don't know Ann. Trust me, we know Ann very well. She's a bitch from hell. But she has met her match. Man, I'm telling you. If you go to Fredericksburg, 2101 Addison Avenue, there's a house there. It contains secrets that you'll never understand, yo. That's where Ann would take me some weekends. I would tell my girl that I'm working. And I would do all kind of things for Ann. I would play as her love interest. I would even play as her butler. But the way that she was scamming these guys, yo, man, she was playing these dudes big time, you know what I'm saying? We understand. And if you can prove that, your sentence will be lesser. Zeke, we are here for you.
You know, I never wanted to hurt Tyrell. But I had no choice, Mary. We got you. Let's just hope the judge in this case is lenient. But how can we ensure that Anne won't hurt anyone else? Oh, that's easy. Just let the team know that she's not paying them, and they will abort her ass now that she's in jail. There is mutiny in the camp, yo. And she is a betraying bitch. That's what I like to hear, Zeke. We got you, bruh. Dorian, whatever you do, do not let Anne know that I'm squealing on her. We got you covered. That's why we transferred you to another prison. Because she knows people in the city, and she's gonna try to have you taken out just for talking. But don't worry, I have good friends that know the deal. Because she scammed some of the top people in this city. Don't worry. Anne's going down. Has Anne's reign of terror finally ended? Will she get what she so deserves? Check in for Chapter 11 coming this Friday, dropping at midnight at www.ageofradio.org/melanatedmemoirs.